It's been a day of conflicting evidence at the Independent Commission Against Corruption in Sydney. First, a long-time staffer of the former New South Wales Energy Minister, Chris Hartcher, revealed his former boss asked him to take the fall for spending thousands of dollars in illegal donations. Ray Carter also owned up to soliciting banned donations and funnelling them through a slush fund to the Liberal Party. Then another former staffer and the man who set up the alleged slush fund, Tim Coulmer, took to the witness box to deny allegations his business was involved in dodgy dealings. Ashley Hall has been in the inquiry today and he joins me now. So Ashley, Ray Carter worked for Chris Hartcher for a very long time. How exactly did he dump on his former boss?
Yeah, it was about 40 years that the pair have worked together. Ray Carter was Chris Hartcher's campaign manager and fundraiser for much of that time and by all accounts did a very good job. So he's been reluctant to drop his boss in it, so to speak, during his time in the witness box. Nonetheless, when pressed under cross-examination, Mr. Carter said he met Mr. Hartcher about 6 months ago when this investigation was already on foot, and at that time, Mr. Hartcher asked him to accept responsibility for the outcome or for the location of $4,000 paid in cheques into the trust account of Mr. Hartcher's old law firm. Now, those cheques were made out to the Liberal Party of Australia, but we've heard they were paid into the trust fund of the old law firm and then ultimately transferred to a bank account belonging to Mr. Carter's partner in late 2011, then withdrawn. Mr. Carter told the inquiry that Mr. Hartcher had told him about the money and asked him to give it back to him. He said he told Mr. Hartcher he wouldn't take the blame and that was the end of it. Mr. Carter said he'd been such a loyal party member that the last thing he wanted was to be accused of stealing Liberal Party funds. He said, "I deny that emphatically."
Now, he also asserted that senior members of the Liberal Party knew that slush funds were being used to clean donations from banned donors and, of course, that's illegal in New South Wales. How did that come up?
Well, Mr. Carter told the inquiry he would bundle together cheques from donors, from prohibited donors, send them on to Paul Nicolau, who has stood down as the chair of the Liberal Party's main fundraising arm, the Millennium Forum, and that Mr. Nicolau would send those cheques on to the Free Enterprise Foundation, another organisation which was established as a trust, a discretionary trust, which could do anything it wanted to, essentially, to further the aims of Free Enterprise. However, we've heard evidence that substantially what it did was send money through to the Liberal Party. And the idea was that the origin of the donations couldn't be traced once they've been washed, in inverted commas, through the Free Enterprise Foundation. In a heated exchange with the lawyer for Senator Arthur Sinodinos, who is Robert Newland's SC, Mr. Carter insisted the Senator was aware of the donation washing scam. He described a confrontation the pair had at a party meeting where he claims he challenged Senator Sinodinos for opening up an investigation into the funding. He says Senator Sinodinos, who was then president of the party in New South Wales, said it doesn't affect the feds. Mr. Newlands pressed Mr. Carter, suggesting he'd conflated two slush funds, the Free Enterprise Foundation and that one 8x5 we'd been talking about. But Mr. Carter insisted the party leadership knew all about the Free Enterprise Foundation scam, but when it came to the 8x5 scam, they knew not so much. So why is that an important question? Well, Senator Sinodinos wants to get back to the front bench of federal parliament as assistant federal treasurer. And while these issues are outstanding, that's going to be tricky.
Now, Tim Coulmer was on in the second part of the day. He's the man who's been at the centre of many of the serious allegations that have been raised during this inquiry. How did he react when Ray Carter spilled the beans?
Well, if you like, Ray Carter let the genie out of the bottle, and unenviably, Mr. Coulmer had the task of trying to stuff the genie back into the bottle, I guess. It's always tricky when a former colleague does drop you in a hole. Mr. Coulmer is sticking by his story that the company he set up, 8x5, is a legitimate business operating government relations and media services and like functions. He was asked about a contract he entered into with Buildev, a property developer in Newcastle, which was part-owned by Nathan Tinkler. And the inquiry's seen evidence that the invoices for Buildev were paid by another associated Tinkler company, Patternac Farms. Mr. Coulmer told the inquiry today he didn't see any difference between the two businesses, insists he offered all of the businesses in the Tinkler Group his services, but the council assisting Geoffrey Watson SC wasn't buying that. He put to Coulmer that the purpose of 8x5 was to attract donations from prohibited donors and that the invoices were fake, but Mr. Coulmer responded, absolutely not.
Ashley Hall, thank you very much.